Task 2. In this section, you are going to hear an interview with Chad, a young American teacher who has been working in Hungary for some time. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you might have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in three sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your answers. Start studying the task in your booklet now. Now listen to the whole recording.
Now, Chad, you've been here for a couple of months now, 4 months, in fact.
That's correct.
I'm sure by now you've got a pretty clear idea of this country.
Well, I've noticed that there is a new phenomenon here in Hungary, the mall phenomenon. And so, for instance, I live near West End Center. Yeah. And it's at first, it seems very similar to an American mall. Which I don't like. I don't like American malls. I try to stay away from those places. I much prefer, I prefer more the independent shops that are owned by families. So I went to West End Center and I looked around and I noticed that it seemed that the mall was something more special to the Hungarians here. At least in America, a mall represents kind of it's not high culture, that's for sure. It's low culture, and everybody knows it, even though they still like to go there and hang out. But at the mall here, I noticed on the roof there's a running track, and there's a park, and there's a Hyatt within the mall, and there's some cafes that are really nice, and that's different. I mean, if you put a nice cafe like that in an American mall, I don't think people would go, just because the associations that people have with a mall in America is that it's just low class.
Malls are usually associated with chain stores in America, isn't that true?
Yeah, that's
perhaps
correct.
We haven't got so many of those chain stores here.
Yeah.
So we've got still got individual shops in the malls too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that's true. You can go to any mall in the United States and you wouldn't know where you were because they're the same stores, The Gap and Levi's.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in three shorter sections.
Now, Chad, you've been here for a couple of months now, 4 months, in fact.
That's correct.
I'm sure by now you've got a pretty clear idea of this country.
Well, I've noticed that there is a new phenomenon here in Hungary, the mall phenomenon. And so, for instance, I live near West End Center.
Yeah.
And it's at first, it seems very similar to an American mall. Which I don't like. I don't like American malls. I try to stay away from those places. I much prefer, I prefer more the independent shops that are owned by families. So I went to West End Center, and I looked around, and I noticed that it seemed that the mall was something more special to the Hungarians here, at least in America. A mall represents kind of, it's not high culture, that's for sure. It's low culture, and everybody knows it, even though they still like to go there and hang out. At the mall here, I noticed on the roof there's a running track, and there's a park, and there's a Hyatt within the mall, and there's some cafes that are really nice, and that's different. I mean, if you put a nice cafe like that in an American mall, I don't think people would go, just because the associations that people have with the mall in America is that it's just low class.
Malls are usually associated with chain stores in America, isn't that true?
Yeah, that's
perhaps
correct.
We haven't got so many of those chain stores here.
Yeah.
So we've got still got individual shops in the malls too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that's true. You can go to any mall in the United States and you wouldn't know where you were because they're the same stores. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Gap and Levi's. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
This is the end of task 2.